And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street. Or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So the other week I went out, did quite the drive actually. The local farm store wasn't in stock, but the farm store about 45 minutes away was in stock of the fencing materials I was in search for, getting ready to build the chicken run. And so did my bonus drive. It's already a drive to get to the farm supply store. Bonus drive to get to the further one out, all the way out in the country. Fantastic drive. Very different scenery than I'm used to for that time frame of driving compared to Washington. This whole place is new. Fun to explore. But I had finally spent enough all at once that I was talked into signing up for the rewards program. How awesome is it every time you go through the checkout stand? You should sign up for a rewards program. You should sign up for a rewards program. I was at to divert and yet stay on the same subject. I was at a tool place a couple months ago, and the guy at the counter, teenager, maybe early 20s, asked me, "You want to put in your phone number, sign up for a reward system?" "No, thank you." And he's like, "Well, I have to ask every time. Every person, the management wants us to sign up so many people, and supposedly we get a bonus." And I tell him the bonus isn't even worth it, and especially for what information I might sell to your company just to kind of get what kind of return. I'm not a frequent shopper here. I'd spent enough money that maybe I was, a couple hundred bucks off from actually getting a decent return on investment. Is it an investment for that situation? But this farm store one, I definitely hit the point for an instant-ish return. Got talked into a 0.01% return on investment for them to have my email and phone number and all that other good stuff. So that way I could save pennies, not even pennies. I guess it's pennies and they all add up, pennies in the jar kind of situation. Felt dirty afterwards. Fought so long, and I'm sitting there going, I should have actually, if I was going to sign up today, I should have signed up 6 months ago when I was spending money there. I might have actually had a better return by now for all the money I've spent. And the same goes for a local home improvement store. I guess they're not local. They're kind of a nationwide chain. And finally, I've spent enough. I've gone through there enough times with the boss that the checkout lady recognizes me, and I went there on my own time, and she's like, "You're not signed up for our program either. What are you doing leaving money on the table?" This program, however, much better return on investment. You just got to spend a certain amount of money, and you actually start getting a 1% return. Now, it's a gift card to be spent within that store, but for as much money as I'm spending in that store regularly, and every time that I swipe my credit card, they already have my information. They know how many times I've come and gone, what I'm normally purchasing, things that they might consider to put on sale or choose not to put on sale. One of those little things that I learned actually before leaving Washington. One of those days I was killing time, went to a restaurant, food, bar and grill, sitting down, eating lunch, killing time. And the guy sitting next to me sat there talking to him. He ran a different restaurant on the other side of town, and he was asking them about whatever point of sale deal that they had. And I know there's two, maybe there's three, but the one he was talking about was toast. For those of you that go out on a rather frequent basis, you might have seen the handheld devices where everybody's got the thing where they just pop the card in right there. They do all the ordering and then they run the card through, and it's magic. And you don't think anything of it, but every card swipe is logged. And the owner has it, the information, the person who is running the business has the information, the name and the date and the time that you ordered, what food and when, how many drinks you ordered, what kind of drinks, more or less what time you sat down and what time you left. There's a lot of information in there. But I guarantee you that information goes just a little bit further than just that one business owner. It goes a little bit further to the toast company and whoever the other company is and however they choose to sell that information. Maybe they incentivize people to have better happy hour time frames or show that investment into the happy hour time frames. Look, if you have happy hour between 5 and 6, you get this many people. But if you extend it to 4:30 to 7, you get this many people. And while the price per product does not go up, it's actually sold at a loss. The increase in people creates a better revenue point, and somehow you do make money. All that data sold left and right. And again, the big hardware store seems to be more of an in-house situation, whereas the farm store, that return on investment goes a little bit further out of the way. But I guess it's all the same with the airline points. I've got my credit card points. That's the one thing I signed up for long ago. I figured I swiped a credit card for everything anyways. Might as well get a little bit of return, even if it is that 0.01%. At least it's on everything, not just the stuff I spend at the farm store. Get at least a little bit of a return. The same again goes for those fancy credit cards that give you the 1.5, 2x, and 3x returns on groceries and gas stations and whatever else. I saw something at the gas station the other day that if you sign up for their credit card and you get 6 fill-ups of their premium stuff or 12 fill-ups of their regular stuff, you get 5 cents off a gallon for the rest of the year. Or maybe it was the month. Hopefully it was not the month. But there's a return on investment on gas while we're still driving gasoline cars. Incentivize people to keep driving gasoline cars. Make sure that they save some money on those really expensive gas bills that are hiked up with the street tax, the road tax, because the tab tax is not enough. But where else do we sell our information? Dropped off some mulch to the neighbor the other day, and she had her sister over there helping her do yard work. And she started complaining about, she wasn't complaining, at first at least, but talking about how she donates to a handful of different places. She tries to make donations, support people and causes that she believes that need things. The Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, those are not what she supports, but nonprofits. Just beyond the church, kind of a private company. Again, helping people in need. She gives out her credit card number to give that donation. And the point where she started complaining was now she gets junk mail left and right from all these different places that she didn't even donate. But they smell money. They smell blood in the water. They're coming for her. They all want that donation. They want that chance to help to funnel the money, make everybody just a little bit easier on this place. But I guess that's, again, the world we live in. Again, we're all using apps and whatnot. Who knows what goes on behind the scenes on all that for the giant corporate stuff. Kind of creepy, and yet at the same time, kind of awesome when your phone or your app or whatever it is knows just a little bit better on what you want and what you need. But what about when you're spending money? Kind of like my neighbor's sister. Except she wasn't spending money, she's donating money. She's being charitable, supportive, helping other people, helping down people. I've been kind of running a experiment, some sort of justification for this topic. Kind of been in the works in a general sense from some of the junk mail that I've been getting. But it's not junk mail from me donating. It's kind of just junk mail from me being a resident, my name being in the address book, the phone book. Do we even have those anymore? I was tearing sheets out of an old phone book to start the grill the other day. It used to be 4 inches thick. The one I was tearing up, not even an inch thick. And who knows what's going on now. But this junk mail that I received, normally I throw my junk mail in the trash and make sure cover it in extra grease or gross stuff so anybody picking through the trash doesn't really want to handle that piece of paper. Bank statements get shredded. Old credit cards get cut up. Don't really want any bonus information going out. Not that I expect people to be poking through my trash, but you never know. But this piece of junk mail that I had received, rather unique. Piece of plastic. And I was going to shred it, and I felt kind of bad, like, can't really put that in my compost bin because it's plastic. Don't want to mix that in. Kind of want to cut it up. But this little tiny piece doesn't have my information. It's the larger piece. Much larger sheet. This one little piece of plastic cuts off. Like a little, it's the size of a credit card. Has nothing there, but other than something that you can stick on your fridge. The giant card is twice the size of a postcard. Sent out. I've got four of these sitting here. But I also have three or four other types of junk mail from this same company sent to me. I have 12. And I have not been waiting this long to do this information, to do this podcast. It's been maybe 3 months, 4 months at the absolute most. So a little bit more than every other week. They send me some junk mail. And it's an internet company. Fantastic little commercials, tugging at your heartstrings with a cute little animal on there. And so I look at this with their cheapest internet rate at $20 a month intro, upwards of $40 after your introductory rate is done. And you, the internet customer, person spending their money on this internet, getting your internet, and especially at a cheaper price point, is spending money on advertising. And it's not going to just me who doesn't have their internet. It's going to everybody in their neighborhood. And when I look at the junk mail that's just kind of your regular piece of paper, it's a nice, fancy piece of paper, quality envelope. They're not skimping on their advertising, trying to get me to join their internet. Postcard material is postcard material. I'm sure it's cheap enough. But that plastic advertising with the break-off piece that it's not guaranteed to go away. Really bugs me. Send out your junk mail just because I live here. But I can't just throw this into the trash and cover it with gross stuff from the kitchen. And again, I can't shred it. I can't put it into my compost bin. My information's kind of permanently on that card. Kind of a silly thing again to worry about again, looking at apps and all that other fun stuff that we got permanently out there. It's on the internet. Internet is forever until there's a Carrington event. But where are we sending our information? I get my regular car magazines. Can't say that they're selling my information left and right. They might be. Not like the old back in the day situation where I guess that would have been the traveling salesman kind of situation where we sign up for 15 magazines or whatever, 3 magazine subscriptions for only one low, low price of one magazine subscription. And we're off into the races. How many email subscriptions, email addresses, I guess, have we given up on? Because they've just been over inundated with the junk mail. That junk mail folder, always overflowing. At least they have a way to filter it, and yet they still can't filter all of it. And how much of that junk mail do we still let come through? Maybe because we buy something once a year, every 6 months, every other month from a company. And every week they send us junk mail, but if we block the junk mail, we're not going to get our receipt or notification that it's in the mail. But maybe I'm kind of preaching to the choir or just yelling to the wind. Again, because we all just sell it and just don't think about it. But this plastic, driving me nuts, making me crazy. I'd like to tell them to put me on the do not call, do not mail list. Do not send me your garbage. But then they might turn around and go, we've got a live one. We have a potential customer. We're getting to him. We're grinding him down. Maybe he just needs that second internet subscription. You never know. He may start doing that many podcasts that he burns out that whatever 2 terabyte limit or whatever it is I get. But who are we selling our little bits of data to? Are they being responsible with our data? Are they giving us the proper rewards and returns? Are they investing into things that we would rather them not? Are they just straight up selling our information? This guy bought a microphone. Sell him all the extra. He needs 17 more microphones. Keep sending them those advertisements. You never know when he needs to be able to talk in 4 mics at the same time. But you can sell your data however you choose to, however you want, to whomever you want. And you don't have to worry about me selling your data. That's right, me, Billy Bones, BILLYBON, 3S. Because I'm not an advertising company. I'm not looking for your information. I wouldn't know who to sell it to, why to sell it to them. It's okay. Your information's yours. My information's mine. And we'll go far. But you can find me on Twitter, X, whatever it is, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. Then if you need to find my information, you go to billybones.com. Remember, that's spelled with the number 3 instead of the letter E. And there you will find links to email, show notes, no show notes today, links to past episodes, link that says Tabletop Woodworks for a better exchange of value for value, link that says value for value, because this is a value for value podcast. Again, I'm not taking your information. I'm not selling your information. I'm not stuck behind a paywall. I'm giving you this for free in hopes that you find some sort of value out of it. And if you did, fantastic. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else gets an idea, gets a talking point, gets the gears turning, makes them question why they're spending money on an internet service to send out crappy junk mail. Or maybe it's great junk mail. Who knows? I will not be the judge on your junk mail. But if you did find that this show was worth a monetary value, fantastic. Go to billybones.com, scroll all the way down, click that value for value button, take you to PayPal, you chip in, you donate, you support the show in a number that you feel is appropriate. Like today's executive producer of many, Lady Get Over It, sending in another $10 monthly donation. Thank you very much, man. Sir Scandinavian sent me 200 shekels, new shekels, from the Bank of Israel that translate to 52 US dollars, but these beautiful pieces of paper are going to get framed in my wall. Thank you very much, Sir Scandinavian. And if you're using a new podcast app, one of those things that sends in little teeny tiny bits of Bitcoin through either a Boostergram or streaming, like two of today's executive producers, Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, streaming in a grand total of 2,057 Satoshis while he listened to last week's episode, and Kyle of the Pocket Parlay and Light Tickle podcast streamed in 1,425. I am just rolling in dough today. Paper, digital, and other forms of digital. Thank you very much, everybody. And thank you for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed it. Again, give the show a share. Doesn't have to be this episode. It has to be just any episode. The one that might, again, get those gears turning. So thank you again for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. And before I leave, one last thing. If you have an idea for a name for this song, throw that into an email or the tweet or the toot from the Mastodon or even in the email. Help me name this song. What does it make you feel? Get yourself an executive producer credit. I can't tell you the time frame, but first name that strikes with me and with you, you get the credit. Love you guys.